Tensions remain high in Ukraine, where the government is under mounting local and international pressure to start talking with the opposition, following days of street battles in which as many as 130 people were injured. Stefan Boss reports that priests are among those trying to restore calm.
A tense calm returned to the streets of a bruised Kiev following 2 days of battles between riot police and pro-EU protesters who demand the resignation of the president and government. On Tuesday, the Kiev Post newspaper's website quoted witnesses as saying three Orthodox priests were seen in what they called a no-man's land between police and protesters. For a moment, the witnesses said that calm prevailed as protesters stopped banging with sticks on barricades. Then the drumming resumed, and church bells, apparently from nearby St. Michael's Cathedral, warned of danger. Priests of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church have also been praying for protesters, despite warnings of the government that it would outlaw the denomination. Questions remain when and if the large-scale violence will continue, as the political crisis has deepened in this former Soviet nation. Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych has pledged to talk with the opposition by setting up a cross-party commission. Yet talks have been overshadowed by an anti-protest law that increases fines and imposes jail terms for unauthorized street demonstrations. Observers say the legislation reflects anti-opposition legislation passed in neighboring Russia. Critics claim Yanukovych is following in Russian President Vladimir Putin's footsteps and building a police state. The European Union has urged Ukraine to revise the legislation, while the United States has called the laws undemocratic. Thousands of Ukrainians have been protesting in Kiev since last November, after President Yanukovych refused to sign a long-planned political and economic treaty with the EU. Instead, he opted for closer ties with Russia, accepting a $15 billion bailout package from Moscow. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.